duking down with you in studio. And joining us over the phone this morning is David Settle. Of course, he runs wildpreps.com, does a fantastic job with it. David, good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing well, guys. How are you?
We're doing great, David. Thank you for taking a few minutes and speaking with us today. And I think to start things off, I want you to kind of tell our listeners, what's it like, at least, you know, kind of a day in the life of trying to run wildpreps.com on a Friday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday in the court in early September? What is that like?
Try imagining not getting much sleep. It's a lot of long days, I'm not going to lie. But, you know, I wouldn't do it if I didn't love it. So let me just start by saying that I love what I do. I have a passion for high school sports. I have since I started back in Laramie, just working at the radio station in Laramie, where I still work today, you know, gosh, like 28 years ago now, 27, 28 years ago now. So it's been a long time passion. I didn't necessarily start off with a love of high school sports, but I grew into it quickly. It's just a passion of mine. But day to day, especially Thursday, Friday, Saturday, I'm up early making sure that we've got the right things in the right spot and I'm not missing something or made some dumb mistake, because I am human and I do make mistakes all the time. Made one yesterday that was an absolute bonehead because I read a date wrong. But, you know, and then it's just constantly tracking things. And like today, I mean, we already have volleyball going right now, guys, in the state. So, I mean, it's just tracking scores all the time, working with coaches, athletic directors, trying to get results, you know, missing a couple things that I didn't get last night. So I reached out to coaches this morning. One got back to me. You know, it's constantly filling in and filling out the results that you see on our scoreboard. And then also trying to think of just kind of new and different angles. That was kind of my thought process last night. I mean, and it starts early in the day, but it continues throughout the day. Now I do take some breaks because everybody needs some breaks. But, you know, especially today when you've got volleyball going on all day because of tournament action in the state, you've got a couple golf events finishing up. There's a 1-day event up in the northeastern part of the state. So tracking things like that, making sure I'm getting the tennis results from coaches. It's not just the big stuff. I know everybody pays attention to football. A lot of people pay attention to volleyball, but it's making sure that we also cover some of these wonderful student athletes that do swimming and diving or cross country or golf or tennis, things like that during the fall. Same thing happens in the winter and in the spring, of course. Summers are a lot slower, but Thursday, Friday, Saturday are jam-packed. I'll be honest with you guys. I was up till about 11:30 last night, filling out results and making sure everything was squared away and up to date on the website. And then I was back up this morning. I think my dog woke me up at about 6:15. So David, there you go. And I'll do it all again tomorrow.
And you'll do it again the next day after that too. Well, David, and
I might slow down a little bit on Sundays.
Yeah. Well, and I'm not just blowing smoke, Dave, because you do such a fantastic job just not only covering the main sports, like you said, but all the other sports. Like you, we cover sports in a lot of different states when our high school goes to places like Idaho or Utah to play various high school sports. And we try and find information from those teams in those other states. And it's just not out there. I hope our listeners aren't taking for granted, because I do it all the time. I hope they don't take for granted what Wild Preps is and what it provides, because not every state has a high school sports source like what you've created with Wild Preps and with what you're doing with Wild Preps. It's not out there. It really isn't.
Well, and I got to go back and credit John Gabrielson and Vern Tysted, who started this over 2 decades ago now. They really had the foresight and wherewithal, and they did it for several years. I know Vern kind of dipped out after a few years, but John ran it for so long. And so I always tip my cap to my good friend John Gabrielson in Riverton. He was the one who had the vision and the passion. I got presented this opportunity. It's kind of hard to believe, but this is I took over as the manager in the summer of 2019 after there was some different things that happened in the company that I work for that owns wildpreps.com. Wild Preps is not its own entity. It's owned by a company. And so I'm kind of the brand manager. I'm not necessarily the CEO or anything like that. But those guys get a lot of credit. They put a lot of passion and energy. A couple other guys have kind of worked their way in. But, you know, I've taken it over and tried to run with the passion. We've tweaked a few things here and there. And I'm still tweaking things all the time because just trying to figure out what's the pulse of fans in the state. And I greatly appreciate those kind words, Duke, because it is a labor of love. And I do mean labor because I don't know how many people want to spend their entire Friday, Saturday, you know, part of their Sunday. I do try, as I mentioned earlier, to try and take a little downtime on Sundays. I did take a little bit of time this past Labor Day Monday to not work as much as I probably could have or should have. But every once in a while, I got to take some breaks. And then I've got other responsibilities. It's not just Wild Preps. I wear multiple hats like many of us do in the broadcast industry these days.
Well, David, I know we've talked about a lot of the other stuff, but we're going to talk about some football here because we got a couple of matchups today that we would like to kind of ask your opinion on, one of which playing today. Your thoughts on the Cody Bronx and the Riverton Wolverines today. What is your thought on this, and is it a changing of the guard? Is it more of the same? What are some of your thoughts on this?
You know, I've gone back and forth with this. You know, I know Mark Linhart very well. I know Matt McFadden very well, just developed those relationships through the years. And it's one of those situations where I think everybody wants to look at it, Dal, as the changing of the guard. I'm not so sure that's going to be the case. Now, everybody's going to look at this as almost the end-all, be-all for Riverton. Riverton needs to look at it as just one game. Cody needs to do the same. No matter what the outcome is today, it doesn't change necessarily the grand scheme of things until you get into conference play. But I think this is maybe a big proving ground for Coach Linhart's squad. I mean, I thought they made a statement last week against Powell. Now, I will say this much for fans who don't know. Powell's very young. They didn't bring back a single starter from last year. They were very senior laden last year, and I knew that because I had gone up on our preseason tour last year to visit with Coach Kistler up there at Powell. Riverton is that veteran type team. They were actually one of my stops this year on the preseason Wild Preps football tour. And so I got a chance to visit with them. I knew what Coach Linhart has coming back. Now, Cody, I think, in my opinion, and they can go out and prove me wrong, I think they've come back to the pack just a little bit from where they've been the last few years. But that doesn't mean that they're ready to give up the mantle as, you know, basically right now the number two team in 3A. Riverton's got to go out and earn it. And I'll be honest with you, I've gone back and forth on this. I'm really curious to see what we get out of Cash McFadden. That is Matt McFadden's boy. He's now the quarterback, taking over for Maddox Ball, who is a two-year starter. They've got some other complimentary pieces, linemen back, some other maybe not necessarily specifically skill guys, but they've got some pieces still there to work with. I just don't know if they're quite, you know, that far ahead. Now, again, this is a proving game to me for Riverton. They've got all the tools back. Ganton Bynum at quarterback. I know they lost a couple of key starters from last year, including the older Cox kid. But, I mean, you look at Saltzgaver, a couple other guys that are back, you know, even like a Bo Sheets and some guys on the line, Liebrecht and other guys like that. This could be one of those where it's like, all right, maybe we do have a changing of the guard. But in the end, it's just one game. I'm fascinated to see what the outcome is. I think Riverton at home, I don't want to say I'm going to call it, but I like Riverton at home to slip by the Bronx tonight.
All right, we'll see how that one goes. We'll be watching it, of course. And you mentioned the winner of this game is going to solidify themselves as the two in at least at this point in the season, early in the season, as the second team in 3A, of course. Star Valley, again, the unanimous number one in as far as the Wild Preps coaches and media poll right now. And we get this question all the time, David. People ask Dal and I, why are the Braves so good? What are they doing in Star Valley when they've gone on this perennial run and things have been so incredible under Coach Young to make them so good for so many years? We're kind of involved with the program. We deal with, we see them and we work with them on a day-to-day basis. I'd like to get your opinion as someone who is removed from Star Valley but still follows it extremely closely and someone that's talked to Coach Young multiple times. What's your perception of what has made Star Valley football so good for the last 10, 15 years and why that is.
Well, I know there's been one coaching change. Obviously, that was from Coach Howell to Coach Young. But there's something to be said when it comes for a standard and an expectation. And I think what makes great teams in this state right now is they have a standard and an expectation. All the players know it. Now, I'm not going to shy away from the fact that winning, everybody loves to win. I mean, you can hear that from the programs that win to the programs that don't win. And they're trying to get to that level. To me, it speaks about consistency and development in your young guy. And I think one thing that helps out some of these big-time programs is, one, balance on their offense. Two, their defenses create takeaways. But three, it's the steady leadership. You look at a lot of the great programs, look at how long the coaches and the majority of the coaching staff have been in place. Whether you want to talk about Star Valley or you want to talk about Cody, Sheridan, Natrona County, Cheyenne East, I'll even look at Cokeville. I know Coach Linford's only going into, his third year, but before that with Coach Dayton, even look at what's going on with Little Snake River right now in six-man or Pine Bluffs in nine-man, Bighorn up in the 2A ranks, Lovell in the 2A ranks. When you have that consistent approach and the same messaging coming from the coaching staff, it's pretty easy to get kids from the young age to buy in quickly, get on the same page, and then coaches cultivate from a young level, whether you want to talk about, you know, Pee Wee or Pop Warner football, into the middle school, junior high programs, and then into the high school, you're getting that same type of message. That was a lot of the case for Laramie so long before I got here, with the John Detai era, with John Detai Sr. and then John Detai Jr. Two coaches over 59 years, and it's the same messaging, the same expectation. I talk about balance, and I'm going to throw some numbers out at you guys. Star Valley over the last few years has been, yes, a little more lean on the pass, but they still run the ball effectively over 160 yards a game. They're throwing it about 250. They outscore their opponents basically 39-12. And this year's senior class is 33-3, now make it 34-3 after last week's win at Shelley. So when you create a standard, to me, it creates that expectation. And guess what? Young kids want to uphold that expectation. And you get taught that by the upperclassmen, and that drifts down through your program. The other thing is, think about this. A lot of these kids that might be backups or backup third-string guys, they're getting more playing time than your average team because of the blowouts that these teams have. And I think that also cultivates great programs, because now you get a chance as a second and a third stringer to play against an opponent starting varsity in the third and fourth quarter when they're still trying to figure things out. You're getting meaningful reps. That helps you as you develop in your high school career. So I think there's something to be said for some of your powerhouse programs when they blow teams out. Look at how many other kids get in the game and get that primetime Friday night experience as a young player, and then I think that translates into when they get to a junior or they get to a senior and it's their time.
David, wanted to ask your opinion on one more matchup. I guess I'm the matchup guy today. This one's in 2A.
That's all good.
Another big-time matchup, again, referencing the WildPreps.com coaches and media poll. You got number 3 Lovell taking on top-ranked Bighorn. That looks like to be one of those statement type opportunities as well.
Well, what's funny is you talk to Coach McLaughlin and you talk to Coach Crosby, and they're both like, why do we schedule this game? Because they always seem to see each other in the playoffs at some point in time. This is a rematch of a semifinal. Bighorn beat Lovell in Bighorn last year. I know Lovell feels like they've got a great squad. Lovell, probably the biggest team in 2A, and I'm not talking about numbers. I'm talking about size. They got some dudes up there led by Halen Strom on the line. Lovell's got a lot of great pieces coming back. What they don't have is Coach Crosby's son at quarterback. Davin graduated. They did lose a couple other valuable seniors, but they built a good program under Coach Crosby. Bighorn is the same way under Coach McLaughlin. They seem to kind of roll through some guys. You got Cruz Hernandez back, Bridger Doak, who might be the biggest wideout in class 2A, like 6'3", 6'4", and about 205, 210, they can create some matchup problems. And what these coaches do so well is they've got the right pieces in the right place. So it comes down to execution in a game like this. And I know that they always joke and laugh about not playing each other, but I think they love to play each other because they get the best out of each other. And then they can take that film and go, hey, they made us better in this spot. They made us better in this area. They made us as coaches work harder to improve this area. And to me, when you get great teams playing each other this early in the season, it's going to help you down the line. And edging this one, if Lovell can establish something on the ground and still protect the new quarterback that they're breaking in, because Davin Crosby was a four-year starter, that's going to be key for Lovell tonight on the road in a harsh environment. I think this is another classic Lovell Bighorn matchup. I think this one could sway either way. I'm not exactly sure what to pick. And obviously, Bighorn's got some returners. I mentioned Hernandez and Doak, but this is almost a pick'em game, in my opinion, Dow.
David Settle with WildPreps.com this morning joining us on Sports Friday. David, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for your time. We appreciated you letting us pick your brain a bit.
Guys, always a pleasure. Great to talk with you. We'll catch up with you soon.
That's David Settle, WildPreps.com on First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday.